AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says officers are talking with a man in a black pickup truck parked near the Library of Congress who says he has a bomb and a detonator in his hand.
We are in communication with the suspect, but I don't want to talk about exactly what we're talking about because the negotiations are ongoing.
Chief Major, can you tell us why he's doing this?
We don't know what his motives are at this time.
The AP's Nathan Elgren is on Capitol Hill.
The streets are seemingly calm, but police are everywhere. Police tape is blocking not only pedestrian traffic, but vehicle traffic for maybe 3-4 blocks surrounding this area.
The area has been evacuated. Police are trying to determine if it is an operable bomb. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there's been no hostile interaction by the Taliban as 7,000 people have been evacuated so far from the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
We've made it very clear to the Taliban that any attack upon our people and our operations at the airport will be met with a forceful response.
Afghan protesters have defied the Taliban for a second day, waving their national flag in scattered demonstrations. The Taliban response has been violent. The government is sharpening its antitrust attack on Facebook.
Federal regulators are taking another shot at Facebook, alleging the social media giant has abused its market power to suppress competition. A federal judge 2 months ago dismissed antitrust suits from the Federal Trade Commission and several states, saying they did not give enough evidence that Facebook is a monopoly. The FTC has now filed a revised version of its complaint, even as Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple face multiplying efforts to rein in their power, from the Justice Department down to state legislatures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two doctors at hospitals treating earthquake victims in Haiti's capital have been kidnapped. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment keeps dropping.
The Labor Department's weekly jobless claims report is down for the fourth straight week. 348,000 people filed claims, 29,000 less than the week before, and far from the peak in early January, which topped 900,000. The shrinking number has coincided with the widespread administering of vaccines, which has led businesses to reopen or expand their hours and drawn consumers back to shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues. Still, the number of applications remains high by historic standards. Before the pandemic tore through the economy, the pace was about 220,000 a week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Eighth graders at a school in Massachusetts are leading a push to clear the name of Elizabeth Johnson Jr., who was condemned in 1693 at the height of the Salem witch trials, but was never executed. If lawmakers approve the measure, Johnson will be the last accused witch to be cleared. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.